Chapter 38. And the other family party, with Mr. Craig for company, went back to the pleasant, bright house place at the Hall Farm all with quiet minds, except Eddie, who knew now where Arthur was gone, but was only the more puzzled and uneasy. For it appeared that his absence was quite voluntary. He need not have gone, he would not have gone, if he had wanted to see her. As he had a sickening sense that no lot could ever be pleasant to her again, if her Thursday night's vision was not to be fulfilled. And in this moment of chill, bare, wintry disappointment and doubt, she looked towards the possibility of being with Arthur again, of meeting his loving glance, and hearing his soft words with that eager yearning which one may call the growing pain of passion. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.